With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico's lawmakers were not too happy to hear of a proposal to ship high-level waste from the nation's nuclear reactors to the southern part of the state. The Bipartisan Radioactive and Hazardous Materials Committee heard details from an engineer from the company proposing to transport 200,000 casks of used fuel rods that now rest at the nuclear power plants. At Friday's meeting, Holtec International engineer Dr. Stefan Anton gave reassurances that the waste would be shipped in sealed barrels loaded on special rail cars, and he said it has been done safely in the past.
Nuclear transportation of spent nuclear fuel have been done for decades in the U.S. and all around, all over the world. To my knowledge, I looked at some NRC documents, and they listed that in the last couple of decades, worldwide, at least 25,000 nuclear spent fuel transports have been occurred, and none of these had any radiological incidents occurring with them.
Santa Fe Senator Nancy Rodriguez noted the 40-year temporary storage plan is almost half a century, and with two renewals, the time frame could actually be 120 years. Rodriguez and others asked if New Mexico could then become the de facto permanent nuclear waste site.
What's the incentive going to be to find a permanent facility for it? If that is a problem now, why are we pushing the temporary solutions that don't work currently?
Anton said the federal government hasn't approved a permanent dump, and even when it does, building that site would take many more years anyway. And the nuclear industry has waited 20 years for the waste to be removed from sites next to rivers, lakes, and the Pacific Coast. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission will hear from residents in Gallup tonight at 5 and tomorrow at 5 at the Crown Plaza in Albuquerque. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.